This morning, joining us in the studio, we have part of UMD's Clean Snowmobile team to talk about the results of the recent competition. And Jacob Kramenhoft is our guest in the studio this morning, learning a lot about snowmobiles this morning. Right. Hi, Jacob. Nice to have you here.
Yeah, thanks for having us.
So my thought is that everybody on the planet, maybe, would want to drive a snowmobile if, A, it ran more cleanly. Everybody's seen, you know, everybody knows somebody with a snowmobile out in their garage. They start it up and the entire space fills with blue smoke.
Sure.
And if they were quiet, because they're super, super cool. But, you know, the snowmobiles, it sounds like angry bees, man. Folks are, folks are tired of the angry bee snowmobiles, unless they're really snowmobile geeks. So let's talk about your clean snowmobile design. How did it, what did you do to change it? Where did you start?
Sure. So this year we kind of switched platforms. We went with a Polaris, and we put a four-stroke engine into our Polaris this year. And we implemented a custom exhaust and intake, so that really helped us cut down on our noise, as well as using a simulated acoustic imaging system where we were able to map out our sounds on our entire chassis and suspension. So once we were able to do that, we could pinpoint really where those sounds were coming from and reduce it with different wheels and possibly a different track and things like that. So we were really overall able to cut down 6 to 7 decibels from stock. So
wow, that's incredible. Now, one of the things that you told me when we were talking beforehand is that part of what you hear when you're listening to a snowmobile go by, part of it is the engine and part of it is the, did you say drivetrain or is it the track or is it both?
Yeah, it's kind of both. It's that almost slack or track slap that you hear on that whole chassis and suspension too.
Right.
So I guess it's a combination of both, but a large part of it does come from that chassis. So
wow, that's just incredible. So the first thing I popped up with then was, what about an electric snowmobile? It would be silent. And you guys went, yeah, it would be. And we've been working on it.
Yeah.
Now they used to bring, They had tried to bring electric snowmobiles to the competition. What happened with that?
So basically, they tried it, and one of the design challenges with that is, first off, batteries don't like cold, and that really hinders your ability to use them. Also, you need a lot of batteries to really power a sled like that. You know, if you look at the Tesla cars, they use, you know, over 100 square feet of batteries in their car. So if you try to put that into a snowmobile, it's really not going to be possible. So it's been done, but it's not been done to, I guess you could say, an effective level as of right now. So
the technology's got to do some more something before we get there.
Yeah, just more research and I guess more development on it, just to see if you can get that efficiency up on electric snowmobiles. So
longer extension cord?
That could be possible, yeah.
Just a thought. You go halfway down the trail and you unplug from this one and then you plug back in from that one and then you move. I was thinking about a snowmobile show I went to a few years back, and they had a snowmobile that you could sort of unfold and there was an open bar. So it's possible maybe that if you went with that design that you could maybe fit in a few more batteries.
That's possible. I mean, I think it'd be one-of-a-kind snowmobile, that's for sure.
I know that there were very few people, however, looking at that snowmobile that felt it had any design flaws at all, and they really thought it was fairly perfect just exactly the way it was.
Yeah, I believe that.
So, well, what is going on technologically? It seems sometimes like our technology is moving so fast. What are some things that are going on with our technology that are maybe allowing these challenges and some of these design issues to kind of move forward? I mean, the whole idea that you can map this thing out on a computer and find out where the noises are coming from and make them quieter, like, what do you expect for next year?
Sure, yeah. I mean, if you look at what we did do, it's really cool because along with that, we used some simulation software for our entire intake and exhaust to see really what our flow is going to be like. And along with that, we used a standalone ECU which was a Motec M130, which tuned our engine. And that's really so open to what you can do with your sled. You can literally do, you know, anything you really want to the sled as far as engine calibration and whatnot. So for next year, really, you can see we're going to see a lot of that same stuff, and we're going to really improve on it, because this year was the first year of our design cycle. So once we have this good experience, now we can really take that and fine tune it to a good level. So it should be really cool.
Exciting. Well, thanks so much for coming in and telling us more about it. And I still think that at McMurdo Station, that's what they ought to be working on. They've got cold, they've got sunshine.
Yep.
They should be working on these cold weather batteries and somehow coming up with a way to solve that problem. Because I think, well, you know, if you could drive a snowmobile around and it was quiet and didn't waste energy, I mean,
Absolutely. Oh,
people would love that. Because what a great way to get out into the world. It's
exactly.
Just those angry bees, man.
Yep.
There's a little bit of those go a long way.
Yeah. Yep.
Thanks so much for coming in, guys. It was great to have you
Thank
here.
Thank you. Appreciate it. Thanks for your interest in our club, too.
You betcha. The UMD Clean Snowmobile team. A couple members joined us in the studio this morning. We want to thank them for taking their time. Recently, they took home second place out of 15 teams at the 2018 Society of Automotive Engineers International Clean Snowmobile Challenge in Houghton, Michigan.